This is The Desert is Cruel, The Desert is Kind, a Star Wars sequels trilogy fanfic written by Ellie Murasaki and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Kylo Ren, Rey, with additional tags for Force Bond, Telepathy, pre-Rise of Skywalker. "Get out of my head," Rey says, fury restrained.
"You won't. She is counting on it."
She stands 6 paces from him, 3 paces from the line where Jakku Desert meets Yavin Jungle. Why Kylo Ren's dreamscape should be Yavin Jungle, Rey doesn't know. But there are some lines she dares not cross, and she stands 3 paces from one of them.
"I don't understand," says Kylo. "Grandfather favors you."
Kylo Ren has never successfully commanded the Force to show him the echo of Darth Vader. Or so Finn says the rumors say. Rey has only to ask, and the ghosts appear. Anakin and Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon and Shmi, Han and Leia.
"Why?" Kylo begs.
"Grandfather," says Rey, though she is not sure whether the title is courtesy or blood truth. "Died to end what you brought back into being, in his name no less." She is the wall against the sandstorm. She cannot let her unrestrained emotion on what this man did to Finn, to so many others, but mostly to her first friend, be what drives her now. Finn is guarding her while she meditates. Rey dares not let anyone but herself and Kylo Ren in this dreamscape. Finn will ensure no one comes near. Kylo lunges forward, stops, still 2 paces from where desert sand meets jungle vines.
"How dare you?" he snarls. "I am upholding his legacy."
"Then you do not understand his legacy," Rey says, calm as sandstone.
"I am trying to bring peace to the galaxy, just as Grandfather tried."
"Yes, indeed. Let me show you Grandfather's legacy," Rey says, and now she is calm as the waters of Octo, clear as its ocean stirred by wind and tide. She first met Anakin and Shmi on Octo, just as it was there she first met Luke, who may be her father. Kylo takes a step forward.
"What can you show me that I do not know?" he asks.
Rey smiles. "Come and see for yourself." She pulls a data chip, the illusion of a data chip, from the pouch at her side. Kylo takes 2 steps forward, and now he is on her side of the dreamscape. Rey catches both his hands in hers, letting the illusory data chip fall. Now her anger may have a looser rein. Now she is the wind that drives the sand to bury some things and reveal others. Now the sandstorm may rage. In the dreamscape, they stand still as stone in the desert. Kylo unable to move, and Rey unwilling, while Rey drives the sandstorm through his mind. She searches out places where Snoke, or perhaps worse, she realizes, the ghost of Palpatine, has twisted Kylo's heart and mind and soul, as Palpatine had twisted Anakin's, planting suspicions like wheat and tending angry thoughts as though they are herbs, not weeds. She compels the sand to scour those places till nothing remains of what those men rooted there. She searches out places where Kylo regrets what he did to Finn, to Han, to others, but most especially to Leia. She stands as bulwark there against the burning sand. When the sandstorm passes, Rey's fury spent, Kylo Ren folds to his knees in the sand, and Rey lets his hands slip out of hers. "Ow," he mumbles, staring at his knees. And slowly, his face turns up to hers. Fear, yet hope.
"What did you do?"
asks Ben Organa Solo.
"I feel clean."
Rey smiles.
Finn is going to kill her, or die laughing, but she realizes now that Ben is a handsome man.
She offers him a hand. He takes it.
"What do I do now?"
Ben asks. "The same thing Grandfather would have had he lived," says Rey. "You make amends." The end. Writer's notes.
Ah, the desert imagery. I like it. I especially liked how, what we know now, Rey from nowhere, Luke from nowhere, Anakin from nowhere. That desert being sort of this transformative experience that turns everything on its head and gets rid of things that shouldn't survive. It's good. I also really like this sort of slight twist on the take of what Rey and Kylo Ren's Force bond might mean and how it might be utilized. This is totally going to get turned on its head when we see Rise of Skywalker because, you know, never met a Star Wars movie that didn't want to punch something that I liked in the face and make it bad. But, yeah, Force bonds, telepathy, weird imaging that has metaphors and levels of metaphor and not metaphor, it just is what it is. Also, Yavin Jungle. That's where the Yavin... Anyway, thank you to Ellie Murasaki for having blanket permission to pontific. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.